30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
I've thrown the door wide open at my house. Come on in, y'all. I'm Rosie Romero. My son, Romy, is here in studio with me. My wife, sweet Jennifer, of 40 years, luckiest girl on the planet, is in the call screener booth, and she'll take your call at 1-888-767-4348. Pete, our broadcast engineer, is here to make sure all the buttons and dials are adjusted just right. While our ordinary, not our ordinary, but our regular broadcast engineer just happens to be wetting a line at my favorite place in the whole world to fish, south of New Orleans on Grand Isle. Did you see the pictures he sent of those bull reds he caught?
Last I heard, he's been there all week and he's originally from Lafayette and has this theory that 10 days after a hurricane is the best saltwater fishing for the Gulf. And so they went back to follow the last storm that came through the Gulf. But it was so bad, they never even got to fish.
Yeah, it was so windy, they couldn't even get the boats out on the water. But apparently that has laid down and they have been out. And he sent a picture yesterday of some giant bull reds. Oh. I mean, he finally got some lines in the water. So we're all here. The moral of the story is we're all here now in studio to talk to you about your house, home, castle, or cabin. This is the hour that we clear the lines. We have all the lines completely empty right now. And if you have a project that you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, you give us a toll-free number at 1-888-767-4348. And we will put my 48 years of building and remodeling experience, Romy's 20 years of building and remodeling experience, we'll combine all of that for you and try and talk you through whatever project or dilemma that you've got. If you're trying to maintain, improve, remodel, just give us a ring. We can talk you through the tricks of the trade and the tips. We can give you tool recommendations. We can give you material and product recommendations. Whatever it is you're trying to tackle. And if you go and you venture into an area we're not that familiar with, well, then we've been doing it long enough, and we've been doing it all across the state, that if we don't know the answer, we won't try and buffalo you. We'll put you in touch with somebody right in your neighborhood that'll have the right answer for you, regardless of what you're trying to get done. Like, for instance, like Jennifer never lets me. I have an electrical toolbox. I don't think that thing's been open since the last time I got electrocuted trying to exchange the garbage disposal at the house. She keeps that toolbox under lock and key. And anytime something electric needs to be serviced at the house, we make the phone call. She doesn't like it when I test 120 volt by licking my thumb and my finger and touching it to see if it's hot. She makes her nervous. So give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. We certainly are enjoying a beautiful weekend here. We have our fellow citizens and Americans on the East Coast that we're certainly holding up in prayer. Have talked to it's the area of the country we're originally from. We're from South Louisiana. We've landed in Phoenix in 1965. But still a lot of family back on the Southeast Coast and the Gulf Coast. And this has been a monster storm. We're talking how many gallons of water?
Let's see. They're estimating from
the sky.
18 trillion?
Not what will storm surge in from the ocean, just what's going to fall from the sky.
18 trillion gallons.
They say that.
I don't know how you calculate that, but
I don't know either. But they better know how to calculate it. Fear River flows at 35 feet. They're anticipating flood crest Monday at 62 feet. Imagine.
That's some water.
I mean, that's a lot of water. The amount of water falling out of the sky in this week in that area would, if Chesapeake Bay was empty, it would fill it.
Well, it would fill Lake Pleasant.
Powell.
I'm sorry, Powell. 2.2 times.
Fill Lake Powell.
Twice. Oh, more than twice.
That's a lot of water, Shaq.
If you spread it across the state of Arizona, you know, we average, what, 7 inches of rain on average. This storm would provide almost 5 inches of that. It would almost all of our annual rain. And
in the whole state.
In the whole state.
Gosh. I understand that that much water will cover all of Texas 2 inches deep. I mean, so we're talking some serious, serious water. And on the topic of water, in our home remodeling business and in our home repair advice, homeowners don't realize how much trouble they have with water. And so much of it is when the housing boom hit Arizona after World War II, the builders were primarily military service people that were here experiencing the gorgeous desert environment from the Midwest and the South and the East Coast. And they came and just figured, well, it never rains here, so we'll just ignore all moisture-related dilemmas and problems. And the homes of the 70s and 80s, when we started, at first, we were building virtually everything in masonry. And you could kind of ignore the implications of moisture. And then we started flipping to more and more frame, more and more lath and plaster, more, and then we went to foam and chicken wire, and how we did or didn't pitch our roofs, how we treated the valleys of our roofs, how we treated all of the components that came together, the different materials as they joined each other. Moisture is the biggest single problem we have in homes in Arizona. We're constantly fighting to repair issues of moisture. Not only moisture from your plumbing system and obvious inside leak, but moisture from the rains and how we haven't properly acclimated or flashed a particular home or application. So water is that mysterious, mysterious product that, of course, can't live without, but it does cause its share of problems when we get involved in the building industry. So let me take you for a minute to Rosie on the House, our website, rosieonthehouse.com, and take a look at our calendar of events. Quite a few things coming up. Just be in a couple more weeks. We're going to be down in Tucson for the Saba Home Show. For those of you in southern Arizona, Casa Grande, Pima County, Pinal County, Santa Cruz County, Cochise County, get over to the Saba Home Show and join us. We'll be broadcasting live. That's the first weekend in October, October 5th. And I've got it's one of the absolute better home shows in the whole state. And we've been, believe me, in the last 30 years, we've been to all of them. Saba does a great job. So,
I don't think anyone does a better job.
I mean, just for this fact that the tri-tip sandwich you can buy. I know people that go to Saba Home Show just to buy a tri-tip.
Oh, I get two. One for the weekend and one we cut up in freezing bags and just munch on it and pull it out over the next week or two. And you know, we raise our own beef. And we still
yeah, that's
get
right.
It, you
that's
know.
Right. Yeah, he marinates it and barbecues it up pretty good. Some of the other things we've got at that Rosie on the House calendar is we've got the Arizona Recycling Coalition annual conference coming up. How about the 6th annual Mesquite Pancake Breakfast? What is that about, Romy? What do we got going on there?
You know, that is
Trees Matter.
So it it's an event that started. There's a mill specifically for grinding mesquite beans. And it's a local group that really, you know, to promote, you know, local. Pretty hard to get any more local than a mesquite pancake.
And harvesting mesquite, Jennifer's played with harvesting mesquite just out of our front yard with all of our little orchard of mesquite. It's kind of tricky. There's some real rules to harvesting mesquite beans. Like, you can't pick them up off the ground, like, after it's rained one time.
Well, they say never to pick it up off the ground.
Okay.
So
horses don't mind.
Horses don't mind. So unless you want to, you could lay down like a sheet and bang them out of the tree. But once it rains, they said the mold is too risky. But when you look at the pictures of the ancient peoples doing it, they would rake them through coals. So I think it must have killed whatever mold would have grown. So it might be something to that. Maybe you could just zap them in the oven. I'm not recommending it. I'm just still trying to figure it out.
Well, that's on our event calendar, Trees Matter Pancake Breakfast. It's a 6th annual mesquite pancake breakfast.
Can I get a pass that morning?
Yeah, I guess I probably would. I wonder if they'll have some mesquite tortillas.
Mm.
We got to find that mesquite tortilla manufacturing plant in Tucson again. I've lost track of where they distribute.
It really is very tasty, kind of a little nut-like flavor. Mellow.
I'll take a mesquite tortilla over a flour or a corn tortilla any day. So that's going to be in downtown Phoenix on the 27th. So take a look at any events at rosieonthehouse.com. And if you've got an event with your group that you'd like posted, send it to us. And if it's something that we think our listeners will be interested in, we'd be happy to post it there for you at rosieonthehouse.com. Lines are open, 1-888-767-4348. Let us hear about what it is you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin today and see if we can't help you some way, somehow, right now. I want to talk to all of you that are thinking about buying a new car. And I'll tell you, we were out at Sanderson Ford. They huddle, all their sales consultants get together. We brought them out some Cajun boudin, some buttermilk biscuits, and fed them breakfast. And it was very interesting when the sales manager was asking new people who had come recently to work for Sanderson, what did they think of the experience? And these new people were saying, you know, and the average tenure at Sanderson Ford is over 20 years. But the new guys were saying, we've never worked at a car dealership that treats the customers the way this one does. It's the way I've been treated at Sanderson Ford, and I've been shopping there over 20 years. If you're shopping for a new vehicle, get to Sanderson Ford in Glendale. You just need to know one thing. They're always closed on Sunday. They're the largest Ford dealership in the country, and there's a reason for that. Go find out why.